I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, new reporting has that the A's, I don't even know what to call them anymore.
I think they're the A's.
But I mean, are they, what are they? Are they the Sacramento A's?
Oh, I don't know. No, just call them the A's.
Just the A's.
We're not really sports here on the Wake Up Call, but what we are Sacramentans through and through. And we're pissed because the new reporting is that the A's, which are squatting in our city, are not happy. In fact, they're miserable in Sacramento. And I saw this reporting. And I was conflicted. I had two emotions, and I want to run them by you because I want to find out where you guys land on either side of this fence.
Okay.
Are we being bad hosts to the A's?
No.
Or are they just being a pain in the ass?
Okay.
Are they being prima donnas and bitching about the size of where they're playing, the quality of the grass? They're blaming Sacramento for their terrible season. Like, wow, you guys are miserable now. Wait till it's 110 and you've got to schlep your Bay Area asses out there on the field and stand there in your non-breathable uniforms.
Okay, so I am Sacramento loud and proud. Born in the 916.
Right.
Plan to die in the 916.
Right.
When I'm 93, nobody
sure.
get excited. On the surface, you would think that I would say anybody that isn't loud and proud Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Goodbye.
Love it or leave it.
Right. Love it or leave it. Go to the Gulf of America for all I care.
Why not? Speak the language.
Right. Okay. However, I'm going to say, now, granted, most athletes, you don't really get to choose where you're going to live, but they were sort of uprooted. Okay.
All right.
Second, and I could be wrong, I don't think most of them know how long they're going to stay here.
They don't.
Right.
It was supposed to be 3 years, but they haven't even, as last I heard, broken ground in Vegas yet.
So, as a human being, it would feel unsettling to feel like you can't, like, put roots somewhere.
Right, right.
Now, to blame us for their absolutely devastating season, it's my understanding they've lost the last 11 games.
Uh-oh.
A lot of games.
You can't blame that on us.
Uh-uh.
Okay?
They're certainly trying.
I've seen Dinger out there. He seems to be doing just fine.
Mm-hmm. He's happy as a clam.
But let's give him a second. Dude. If we were uprooted out of this studio.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get a new studio.
Yeah.
And then they move us to a smaller studio.
Right, right, right.
Would we not complain about it?
Probably.
For sure.
Although I can't imagine it too much smaller than this one. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
For sure.
Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I feel like the A's are being some bitches.
Uh-oh.
All right.
You've seen how Sacramentoans are here, right?
That's true.
We pride ourselves with our sports team, the River Cats,
yep.
the Sacramento Kings. We even made a beam for them.
All right.
See how we show out for the basketball game.
Yeah, we do.
How we showed out for the River Cats game.
Yeah, we do.
Do we show out for the soccer game?
We do, big time.
Yes,
the Bridge Brigade, sure.
The Republic.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Soccer Republic.
Yes,
yeah.
See?
Is this Giants country?
It is, yeah.
Is that part of it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Did they their way into Giants territory?
Okay,
and then we said, okay, play for us.
Let's say this.
Hit a ball.
Maybe. But still, they're being bad guests.
Right.
Imagine you invited somebody over to your house.
Uh-huh.
And all they did, let's say that you invite somebody over to your house.
Yeah.
And then a second they show up, they get tummy troubles.
How about if you invited somebody to your house and then they complained because you were making them frozen beef hamburgers and not homemade beef hamburgers.
I don't even accept that as an excuse.
That was you, dum-dum.
Okay, but that's different, though.
Why?
Because it was me. Guys, you just got here. You just got here. And let's not forget, thank you somebody for texting this in to 909-1065. Y'all came from Oakland.
Yeah, but they didn't live in Oakland.
I don't care.
Okay.
Then move to Granite Bay, A's, if you don't like it. Okay, you know what? I've whipped myself into a frenzy. I'm landing on the side of the fence that you guys are being a bunch of bitches.
Right,
okay.
Yes.
Turn it around. Mm-hmm. Stop blaming us for your problems.
Yes.
And, you know, go to Sutter's Fort.
Honestly, go get some saltwater taffy.
Have you been to the Capitol?
Try Joe's Crab Shack. You'll love it.
Okay, and there's lots of things to
Maybe we should invite him in here.
You're welcome to come in here.
Okay.
Sure.
If you play for the A's.
Yeah.
Yes. And I assume you're listening.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
What else do you have to do?
Obviously not win.
Okay. Gavin, I wasn't going to say that. I just want everybody to know that I've been on the side of, hey, let's let him warm up. Okay?
I kid.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.